Amp it tip number four, the influencers. So you need to reach out to the influencers in your area, in your little arena there, that would be interested in your product, and tell them about yourself. Tell them your story. Tell them why they should publicize you. And that group of influencers, they have a huge following. You might have to reach out to like 100 different influencers, people who have a following that are, you know, because these people are busy, okay? They're busy creating shit, just like you. So in order to get them to share your product, you have to do something different. You have to do something creative that gets your name in front of them. You have to give them your product, like give it to them for free. Ideally, you've already started a dialogue with them, and they're like, yeah, sure, I'll check things out. Then give them your product. Get them to wear it on, like, YouTube. Think about all the YouTubers out there that have the huge following. Give them some free stuff. They promote it on their one of their episodes. Boom, you might get traffic through that. You can get them to talk about it. Awesome. Now, this is a tough one. You're going to have to grind. You're going to have to keep reaching out to them. But you can easily direct message these people. You can go on to like Twitter. So easy to find them. It's ridiculous. I mean, they have a social media presence, which means you have easy access to start a conversation with them. Like what they're doing. Follow what they're doing. Start the dialogue with them now. Befriend them. Like, make sure that they become your friends. Because then you're going to inherit their following. So it's a really good way to sell your product is by finding that following, and that's based on the influencers who have built it over time. Because that's the quickest way to build your own following is to get influencers obsessed with your brand.